Good morning and welcome back to Rochester Speaks. And I'm here again with Jennifer Butte, the Vice President of Community Engagement at Goodwill of the Finger Lakes. And Jennifer, welcome back again to Rochester Speaks this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we talked with you about a month ago about Goodwill and what you guys are doing during the holiday season. And I know we've seen a lot of generosity in our community, and you guys are very thankful for that. And a lot
yes,
of people stepping up and making a difference this holiday season. But now we've turned the page to 2024, which is unbelievable. and it's a new year, new opportunities. What does Goodwill have planned for this upcoming year to continue making a difference in our community?
So I have to tell you, you know, most people don't even realize that Goodwill hosts a number of special events across the community, but we would love to see people from the areas that we serve get more involved, starting with February. So February, we host 2-1-1 Day. Obviously, 2-1-1 is that February 11th. So more specifically, on Friday, February 9th, we'll be hosting 2-1-1 Day on site at our main campus, which is 422 South Clinton Avenue. We'll have a number of legislators, assembly persons, community organizations present to really talk about the importance of the 2-1-1 Lifeline program and the communities it serves, why it's important to get familiar with us, different opportunities to support us. And that will segue into our annual gala. Our 2024 Goodwill Gala will be held on Saturday, March 9th. Our theme this year will be Elevating Community and Empowering Connections. We will honor two special friends of Goodwill, one being Kevin Lynch. This gentleman, he got his career started right here at Goodwill Vision Enterprises, formerly known as ABVI. He's the retiring president and CEO of National Industries for the Blind. That organization basically oversees organizations across our country that serve people who are blind and visually impaired. Additionally, we will be honoring Dr. April Acock. She oversees the Office of Mental Health with Monroe County here. Dr. Acock has been a strong advocate of our 2-1-1 Lifeline program. And one thing about Goodwill, if you know us, we like to give back, but we also like to give back in honoring those who support us, who help us do the good work we do in the communities that we serve. After that, you move on to the summer months, and we will be bringing back our block party. It will focus more on literacy, so we'll be doing some cool book giveaways. We'll have some superheroes on site and so on and so forth. Then you move into August, which is August 17th, National Thrift Shop Day. We will be once again hosting our Goodwill Thrift Crawl. It's a very exciting event. For those of you who have never heard of it, we ask you to check out our social media platforms where you can learn more about it. Basically, thanks to our friends at RTS, we load up buses of shoppers and donors who just go around the community to our different stores, and they shop and they have a great time. They get educated about the things that we do, the services and programs that we provide, and of course, they shop. Then, of course, you move on later on into the fall, September month. We host our annual Goodwill Summer Social, Sustainability Under the Stars, right here at our planetarium. So, again, when we do our special events, we make sure we host them at venues right here in our local communities. We make sure that we have volunteers right here from our local communities to support us in these events. And then, of course, the proceeds, they go back to the programs and services that we have to support people right here in our local community.
You can learn more at goodwillfingerlakes.org about these events, and you can get those social media handles there that you should be following and checking out and see what you guys are doing in the community, making a huge difference. So these events are not only great opportunities for us all to get involved, but they're also going to be a lot of fun, am I right?
Yes. Let me tell you, Goodwill knows how to party. I'm going to be very honest. People have a good time when they come to our events. You just never know what you expect. And we try to kind of wrap it all in one. We love to have a good time when we get together, again, with our donors, our supporters, our board members, our employees. We just really love to engage with one another and share the good work that we do. And then we have the different opportunities. Not only can you attend as a patron, but we also invite you to volunteer. I can't stress that enough. We love having people from the community volunteer at our special events as we, you know, give back to the communities that we live and work and serve in.
Sure. This is, again, coming up on February 9th, the first day to mark your calendar for, right?
For 2-1-1 Day.
2-1-1 Day coming up. And then in March, I know, could you talk a little bit more about the gala? Because I know that's a huge event coming up on March 9th.
Yes. So our annual Goodwill Gala, It's an amazing night. Every year it's themed. When I first started at Goodwill, our first one was Walk the New Blue. At Walk the New Blue, that's where we rolled out our new mission, vision, and values. And our mission is a powerful one: elevating people, community, and planet for a good today and a better tomorrow. And that is important to us. You know, we strategically came up with this mission to really reposition ourselves in the community, thanks to the help of not only senior leadership, but also our board members and some of our key stakeholders. So at the gala, we really work to highlight some of our programs and services, talk about our successes in that current fiscal year. But then we really work to bring new people into the fold, people who have only heard of us based on our retail operations, or, you know, people who have heard of us based on being connected through our different community partners, or simply people who just want to support us. It's a great night with great food and fun and dancing. And of course, we do our awards, but then we have that fashion component. And I think it's important to utilize that upcycling fashion show to connect our retail operations. So what we do is we work with local designers. We give them a nice stipend to go to our store, buy pieces, and then they recreate looks. And of course, that's a way to sustainably support our planet.
Yeah.
And sustainability is very important to Goodwill.
And that's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely it is.
For sure. We are talking with Jennifer Butte over at Goodwill of Finger Lakes. You can learn more at goodwillfingerlakes.org. And Jennifer, I'm really excited for the block party as well, because that's coming up during the summer, you said, correct? We talked a little bit last time when you were here during the holiday season about last year's block party. What can we expect coming up for this year's?
So with this year's block party, it's going to be some of the same elements, including showcasing all of our programs and services at Block Party. I don't know where that came from. But I thought it was important to us last year that we showcase all of our programs and services so that people could really familiarize themselves with the work that Goodwill does. Again, we are so much more than a store. We are sewing. We are industrial sewing. We're manufacturing. We're the Good Neighbor Program. We're 211 Lifeline. We're 988. So every division of the organization will be showcased and tabling and passing out literature so people can get familiar with who we are and what we do. We'll also work with some local community-based organizations on that. We'll focus on literacy this summer. One of the reasons why is because it's going to be earlier in this summer, and we get a ton of books, and we want to make sure that students are reading all summer long. You know, when school is out, people kind of get a little comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, we get comfortable with TV. We get comfortable with our electronics. Yep. We spend time outside, which is important because, you know, these generations are a lot different from when I grew up. We spent a lot of time outside when I was growing up. Now, not so much. The kids don't like outside the way they used to. But you know what? Whether they're inside or outside, we want to make sure that they're reading. Yep. So we want to do a huge book giveaway. We want to make sure that we provide bags for students to fill up with books to last them throughout the summer. And that is very important to my leader, President and CEO, Jen Lake. We want to give away books. We want to make sure that we're keeping the kiddos reading all summer long.
And that's coming up at the block party this summer. Now, a lot of people, I know they have New Year's resolutions to get a little bit more organized, clean up their belongings maybe. What
yes.
sorts of things can, as we're cleaning out and looking to make a difference in the community while we do so, what sorts of things can we give to Goodwill?
So in 2024, as you prepare to say out with the old and with the new, which I will tell you, with the new, be careful how much new you buy, because, you know, these days, fast fashion, all those things, they're not exactly sustainable for our planet. So I just say be cautious when you're buying those new things. But when you're out with the old, some of the things, again, we collect are coats, gently worn shoes, household wear, bedding, brand new bedding equipment, not equipment, but sheets and pillows and things like that. We prefer those items to be new for a number of reasons. You can imagine if you were in need of them yourself, why we would prefer them to be new. But I will share with you, there's a tab on our website. If you visit www.goodwillfingerlakes.org, there is a list where you will find what we can accept in terms of donations and what we do not accept. I always encourage people to review that list so that way, you know, you don't get to the store with things that are unable to be accepted by us. Sometimes it can be frustrating if you take the time to back those things up and we really can't do anything with them. we like to keep our customers safe. We like to keep our people who are served by CBOs safe by making sure that we are only providing them with the things that they need that they can actually use. And also with donations, let me just say, you know, things that you may think of as donations may not necessarily be donations. I'll frame it like this. If you know you wouldn't want anyone to give it to you, we would kindly ask that you don't give it to us. Some things just need to be discarded.
Yeah, trash, you know? Right?
Yeah, you throw your trash away. So don't just feel like, okay, well, I just want to get rid of it, so I'm going to give it to Goodwill. Mm. No, because ask yourself, would you want someone just giving it to you simply because you didn't want it anymore? Okay. So we ask that you think of that before you box up and bag up things to donate to the source. Again, there are a number of things that we can take, but we ask that you consider the donations before you bring them to our ADCs and our stores.
So more gently used items.
More gently used
are acceptable,
would be preferred, yes.
But not heavily used necessarily.
Not heavily used or overused. Yes, that is correct.
For sure. And then for someone who might have a New Year's resolution here in 2024 of making more of a difference in the community, I know there are a lot of great volunteer opportunities. How can we find our nearest drop-off locations if we're looking to donate things to Goodwill?
So when it comes to drop-off locations, again, www.goodwillfingerlakes.org, there you will find the listing of all of our stores as well as our ADCs, where you just kind of pull your car up. Our team members will unload them for you, and you can just keep going about your day. That's one way to give. Then we also have volunteer opportunities where you can email community@goodwillfingerlakes.org if you're interested in volunteer opportunities. We have a number of them throughout the year, so we would love for you to join on. And of course, last but not least, you know, when you think of donating your things, we equally support you donating your resources in terms of money. You know, we can't collect enough of that because there are a number of needs in this community. The needs are getting greater and greater every day. So there are a number of ways that you can support Goodwill. Give us a call, 585-232-1111. You can speak to someone, real life person such as myself. People call all the time and ask to speak to me. I do take calls. I like the community to know that I am a person. I'll be happy to talk to you, or just visit our website, you know, connect with us there, or even on social media. There are a number of ways that you can connect with us and get involved with, given of your time, your talent, and your treasure.
Search Goodwill Finger Lakes on any of your social media platforms, or you can also visit goodwillfingerlakes.org.
That is correct.
Jennifer Butte, we're so looking forward to these upcoming events here that Goodwill's putting on that are going to be fun and help engage the community to make a difference here in the Rochester area. VP of Community Engagement, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today on Rochester
Speaks. Thank you so much for having me again, John. I appreciate it.